This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Number two officially underway on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. Joe Ranieri and Donnie Wrightson on this Tuesday morning, setting the table for everything you need to know, which includes what happened last night in the NHL. A runaway victory last night for the Vegas Golden Knights, 7-2 over the Panthers, setting up a Game 3 showdown, which, again, the Florida Panthers do not want to go down 0-3 and try to make history and come back in a Stanley Cup final after losing the first three games. But it's been a very physical series already. We got some video here from Jack Eichel after the game talking about that physicality.
Yeah, you know, just get the puck on the right. Took a couple crossovers, kind of toe-picked a little bit, and, you know, saw him at the last minute. He finishes a hard, you know, what I saw was a clean check on me, and it's a physical game. You're going to get hit sometimes, so... You just kind of move on, you know.
How quickly did you know you're okay?
It was a physical, it was a big hit, but I came back in here, regrouped, and, you know.
There you go. No worse for the wear there. Take a couple hard hits, shake it off, and keep it moving here. But by the way, the Panthers trying to shake off two blowout losses in Las Vegas. I want to ask you this question first, Joe. If we're looking from a perspective, is it better to lose 2-1 in overtime in both games and be right there on the doorstep, or get blasted and say, all right, well, you know, we didn't have a chance in games one or game two, and away we go in game three here. Which would be better, if it is all, can be better down 0-2?
I mean, I would much rather know that I'm a play or two away from, you know, being 1-1 here or 2-0, as opposed to this debacle in which the last 4.5 periods, Donnie, have been so dominated by Vegas that Florida, and for the first time, Florida, they're losing their cool. And that's how you know how dominant Vegas has been. Kachuk has got 50-some-odd penalty minutes in the playoffs, and I believe 35 of them have happened in these first two games. So you are having guys losing their cool, not used to being they were the bullies, Donnie. Florida was the bully. And now they're being bullied, and they don't like it at all. So I do think, hey, listen, let's see what you're made of. If this team is as good as many people think they are, and as good as they think they are, well, then what are you going to do? What's the answer? You come into your own home ice, right? I mean, the series doesn't really start until you win a road game. So for Vegas, you really haven't done anything except win the two games that you should have won on your own home ice, in which, by the way, Florida has never won in that building. It's been a long time since they've actually won at T-Mobile. So I do think, listen, it's all or nothing here in game three, and they know it. Backs against the wall. Let's see what this team is made of. They do have a couple of days of rest. They got on a plane. You're back home. It's time to regroup one game at a time here. But if you lose the third game, I mean, as it is, Donnie, what is it now? Teams who go 2-0, I think it's only 17% have ever really come back in order to win the series. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, let's see what you're made of here, Florida. Let's see what you got. By the way, they did this to Dallas Also, they had a couple of absolute dominating games against Dallas, and Dallas still managed to figure out a way to take them to six. So let's see what we got here.
Yeah, the Vegas flu here, certainly a real thing for the Florida Panthers, as you said, never winning in that building, certainly. And so I'm like, hey, we just didn't play with her. No, no, you got to actually win a game in that building if you do want to win the Stanley Cup. But certainly, in order to get back into that building, you would like it to be 2-2. If we're taking a look at game three here and lining that up, a slight favorite here for the Florida Panthers returning to their home ice at a minus 118 price. As we welcome in the radio audience here, you're watching and listening live to the early line, SiriusXM Channel 159, right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Joe Ranieri and Donnie Wrightside recapping and looking forward to the Stanley Cup game number three. We all know this. It's a must win for the Florida Panthers. As a handicapper, how do you approach this? Because you do have to take the emotionality out of it. Just because it's a must win doesn't mean they will win. Do you trust the price at minus 118? And also, what are we looking forward to in that game in Thursday night?
Well, so far, I've played the first period over and the full game over in both games, one and two, Donnie, and that is certainly held true here. And now the question is, do we think Florida is going to be able to limit the possibility of scoring? In other words, is Florida going to be able to muck this game up? Where are we going to see a 1-0, 2-1 type of game here? Or is Florida going to have to win by dropping 5-6 goals on Hill? They're just going to have to power their way and throw as many shots as possible there on Hill until they can break through. If so, I still think this thing's flying over in both. First period over and full game over. They won't move it to six, if you noticed. It's still 5.5, but the juice looks like it's to the over. But I'm good with that because I think we're going to get more than 5.5 goals in possibly every game this series goes.
Conn Smythe Trophy updates here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Keep in mind, the Conn Smythe Trophy is supposed to be throughout the length of the playoffs, not just the Stanley Cup Finals. March or so now at a minus 105 price here for Vegas, followed by Hill at plus 430 and Jack Eichel at 6-1. Are we looking more towards a goaltender here in this spot, Joe, or is it going to be a player?
Oh, it could be any one of a number of players, but I don't know how you don't take a little flyer on Hill. I mean, this guy has been absolutely lights out here in both of these series. What has he played? 11 games this playoffs? And look at what happened when they put him in. This was their fifth goalie? Jeez.
There you go. Goalies, players, Conn Smythe. It's all happening in the NHL, but Major League Baseball is on deck next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball is on our minds here in hour number two, and rightfully so. A full slate to get after and have some fun with, and why not start with one of the best, if not the best teams in Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins facing the Tampa Bay Rays. Yesterday, we saw the Rays up in Boston take a quick flight back down to Florida, and away we go. Varland on the mound for the Twins. The Tampa Bay Rays going to pitch Zach Eflin, a favorite here for the Rays at the FanDuel Sportsbook, listed at a minus 188 price with a total of 7.5. Is it more of let the good times roll here for the Tampa Bay Rays, or are you getting to the price point here with Zach Eflin that's like, you know what? There might be a factor of ability here that I want to take the Minnesota Twins, Joe Neary.
You know, nobody knows Zach Eflin better than you, Donnie. Is he? Does he strike you as a guy you want to lay $1.80 with? I do think, certainly, I think Tampa is going to have some success against Varland here of Minnesota, but I mean, listen, he's been worth backing thus far with Tampa here, but we're getting to the price point, to your point, where you got to go $1.80 on Eflin. I would probably pass, although maybe the total is not a bad way to look. But Minnesota strikes out far too often for me to trust them as well.
That's a pretty good call by you. That strikeout in that lineup. You're taking a look here at Zeffle. Again, there's 9 batters in the lineup. 8 of them have high K rates here against right-handed pitching, particularly over the last 30 days for the Minnesota Twins, and how frustrating that can be, right? Consistently having guys and runners in scoring position, and you say, just put the ball in play, and you get a strikeout with one out and a runner on third base. It happens way too many times. If we're taking a look here at Varlet on the mound, the right-handed pitcher for the Twins, he does struggle with left-handed batters. Over the past 30 days, a ISO power number of 0.265, which is elevated. However, not a lot of lefties do up in the lineup today for those Tampa Bay Rays. Brandon Lau, one of the better left-handed hitters in that lineup, has been sent to the IL. So it looks like maybe 4 at most left-handed batters here, maybe pitching a little bit there to Varland's strength. But it is a heavy price on the Rays. That's what you're going to get from a team that consistently wins at home, and also playing a team that's okay. We'll see if they can get it together and keep things there in the AL Central. Let's keep it moving down here on the list. The Royals and the Marlins. We talked about it earlier. Luis Arraez, a 399 batting average, had a great day at the plate yesterday. We'll see if that continues today, as the Royals are going to pitch right-handed pitcher Zach Greinke going up against Jesus Luzardo for the Miami Marlins. A price point here, -152 on the Marlins at home, and a total listed at 8. Your boys down in South Florida, what gives in this game, Joe?
I guess it's a tough spot here. I mean, listen, I'll give Miami credit, right? They're taking full advantage of the weakest part of their schedule right now. I mean, obviously sweeping Oakland. Now they took it to Kansas City yesterday. Now they're going to face a Greinke here, who they should have no problem hitting since they've done an amazing job of putting the ball in play a lot here over the last couple of weeks. I love Luzardo, and I think he's certainly going to have some success again against a Kansas City lineup that strikes out far too often. They do make some contact, some hard contact, but I think this is exactly the kind of game where you would focus in on a Luzardo K prop. I had Garrett's K prop over 5.5 yesterday. I'm going to keep doing that every time I get guys that I think can miss some barrels on this lineup, because they strike out far too often. So it would be Luzardo a pass for me in this one.
Yeah, take a look at Greinke here. Not bad statistics over the past 30 days. XFIP of 4.18 has really dominated, though, against right-handed batters. If we take a look at the anticipated lineup today for the Minnesota Twins, 6 of those batters are going to come from the right-hand side, so maybe falling right into a trap where Greinke can excel. But if we're putting the spotlight on a few players here, Luis Arraez, .350 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, and he is a left-handed bat. He should be able to do some damage. And how about Sanchez in the four-hole, a 407 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 480 against right-handed pitching in that aspect. If we flip it over and take a look at Luzardo, he's got a great xFIP here, 3.62, high K rate, low walk rate. That's what you want to see. He has struggled a little bit, though, with right-handed batters, but not a lot of great right-handed batters in the lineup today for the Kansas City Royals. So maybe for yesterday, a total backer's dream of going way over it, maybe we might look more towards an underprice today, something to keep an eye on. The Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Live from Philadelphia, Taiwan Walker is going to be on the mound here for the Phillies, going up against Alexander for the Tigers. Another heavy favorite for the Phillies that you saw yesterday. Won easily, the game went over. This price, a -210 for Taiwan Walker, and a total, how about this one, 9.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, man, I mean, laying $2 with Walker during this Philadelphia line, yikes, is that a rough situation to look at. I will say this, though, maybe, just maybe, we need to start looking. If the Phillies and Trey Turner, I think, went for what, 4-for-5 last night, finally Castellanos has been crushing the ball. So if that's going to be the case, then maybe we start to look at maybe some Philadelphia team totals. It is a 9.5, I think, the full game here. Maybe it's worth a look-see here to back Philadelphia early in the first 5 to get out in front if the bats stay hot, and maybe a team total up and over for them here against this pitching of Detroit. But I'm leaning early. I think the good times continue to roll in the first 5 for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think they might wake up today once again at the plate, Joe, because if you take a look at Alexander really struggling against right-handed batters to the tune of a 476 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 200. And also, if you're looking in the middle of that lineup, Trey Turner waking up yesterday, right-handed batter. JT Romuto in the middle of that lineup, right-handed batter. Maybe we'll get some damage done. But also, as you take a look at the Phillies as that heavy favorite, it's like, boy, I don't really know if I want Taijuan Walker being that heavy of a favorite. And rightfully so, his splits aren't that bad between weighted on base percentage and ISO power numbers, but his xFIP number is at close to a 5.5 here. Now, that's a bad lineup that's coming to town with the Detroit Tigers, particularly against right-handed pitching over the past month, so something to keep an eye on. But also, on Alexander's level, the lefty that's pitching for the Tigers, 28% ground ball rate in a smaller ballpark usually gets you in trouble quite a bit. We'll see if that pays off for the Philadelphia Phillies here as we move forward. Let's take a look at the Diamondbacks and the Nationals. Henry versus Irvin. Another heavy total here listed at 9.5 and a favorite here for the Arizona Diamondbacks at a -146 price. Really good baseball team versus shaky baseball team, but that good baseball team is on the road with not a great pitcher, but still, look at the respect the Diamondbacks are getting at a -146 price.
Well, and you know, but that was the first place I looked with this here, Donnie, was the total and went, wow. And now, granted, Irvin, I think the sky is the limit for the kid. He's an absolute monster for him, but, you know, sometimes he doesn't know where the ball is going and he gets himself into trouble and he hasn't exactly been great at home here. But, man, that is a lot of runs to ask of these two teams. I mean, Henry has had his moments. He's part of that young staff of Arizona in which they're expecting, you know, him and Nelson, they're expecting these guys to be able to rise to the occasion this season, and as well they should. They're 35, they're 10 games over 500, so somebody's getting the job done here. I just don't trust that number at 9.5, 10. I'm leaning to the under. I think Arizona's the side, but I'm leaning towards the under in this one.
Yeah, if we're taking a look here at Irving on the mound, the right-handed pitcher, does have a high xFIP over the last month in Major League Baseball, close to 5.5, not a lot of strikeouts here. But if you take a look at who he pitches well against, Joe, it's right-handed batters at 276 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 051. The issue coming into it, though, 60 batters he's faced from the left side, a 423 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 294. He's probably going to get against at least six left-handed batters for the Arizona Diamondbacks batting today. Let me take a look here. Did you take a look at any weather conditions? Because it was a little bit cooler here on the East Coast. Let me just hit a quick refresh here to see. Because if we got those winds blowing out in Washington, that can certainly help. It's actually 81 degrees, but a left-to-right wind, so not that much difference. So it's going to help. But warmer conditions, maybe that ball travels a little bit more. Major League Baseball, over the next two segments, we're going to continue to pound this card and try to find some of those intricacies to maybe win some cash at the end of the night. It's Joe and Donnie talking Major League Baseball right here on the grid, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball here on a Tuesday morning preview, and we're going to start here with the White Sox and the Yankees here in this segment. If we take a look at the Yankees, fresh off a nice series out on the West Coast by taking 2 out of 3 from the Los Angeles Dodgers, but maybe losing a player in Aaron Judge, not on the IL yet, but certainly out of the lineup the previous game. And if I'm looking at the anticipated lineup for tonight, Joe, between the White Sox and the Yankees in the Bronx, it doesn't list Aaron Judge in there. Now, granted, that might change throughout the afternoon, so make sure you keep everything posted here. But a lineup that presents very nicely against right-handed pitching here, particularly over the last 30 days, even without Aaron Judge, going up against Lucas Giolito. Schmidt is going to be on the mound here for the New York Yankees as a favorite at the FanDuel Sports Sportsbook at a -166 price currently, and a total listed at 8.5. Are we looking for liftoff in the Bronx with that total, or are we going to back the Yankees or maybe a dog here in the Chicago Cubs, Joe?
Well, it looks like, what do we got, temperature in the 70s in the Bronx here tonight, Donnie, and I'm trying to see where the wind
looks
like. It's little bit of
out
rain,
to right, looks like.
So not a towards the right field pole. So of course, Yankee Stadium with that short porch, anything is possible. But I really like what we've gotten from Schmidt here the last month in his last outings. I mean, first of all, he has not given up a ton, I believe, over his past three starts, a 1.72 ERA, Donnie. He figured something out. He got lit up in that Tampa game about four or five starts ago there and got just racked, made a couple of mechanic adjustments here. And all of a sudden, I mean, you know, look at the game in Seattle, his last time out there, 5 2/3, didn't give up a run. It was a nothing game, went to extra innings there. Kind of like what we have gotten from him, and I think he's getting a little bit more comfortable now. I do think the sky's the limit for him. I don't trust Giolito, and I don't trust the White Sox bats, who would be better off facing a lefty. So I think it would be the Yankees, and certainly maybe looking at an under in this one as well.
Yeah, Schmidt, last 30 days here, 3.79 xFIP number, great K percentage, close to 27%. Take a look at this. In Yankee Stadium, very key, ground ball percentage, Joe, 50%. That's what you want to see out of a major league pitcher. Least balls in the air in Yankee Stadium, the better. And if you take a look at the ISO power numbers going against Schmidt over those past 30 days, an ISO power number of 091 to lefties and 111 to righties. So when you say doing your job in Major League Baseball, certainly he is doing that. Now get ready for this game. Get ready for this line right now. The Oakland Athletics and the Pittsburgh Pirates. James Caprillion on the mound for those Athletics, and the Pirates send out Mitch Keller. A minus 230 price on the Pittsburgh Pirates and a total listed at 8.5. When you take a look at the Pirates, it's typically the Pirates being on the opposite end of a minus 230 favorite from another ball club here. It's crazy how bad the Athletics are, but even though it still adds up the same. A win against the Yankees is the same thing as a win against the Oakland Athletics, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, a half game up in first place, look to extend that today, and a monster favorite, Joe, in order to do so.
All right, so here's what I would do. Do not lay 250 with the Pirates, people, please. I don't care if they're playing a high school team, which they pretty much are, but do not lay 250. Instead, I would point you in the direction of maybe a prop in this one, given the fact that Mitch Keller, he's never faced Oakland, believe it or not, here, but he has won, I believe, what, four in a row. Even more importantly, he has gotten at least eight strikeouts in seven straight appearances on the mound. So he is a guy that does a really good job of missing bats, getting guys to chase. This isn't exactly the best lineup he'll be facing here tonight. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I ain't laying 250, but I'll take a stab with Keller going up and over his strikeout prop. I don't care. I'd even look in the alternate category for him and say, hell, why not? Let him strike out 10. It's coming.
Nota's got a 386 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days for the Oakland Athletics, Joe. Everybody else is a 304 or lower, and most of them in the mid-200 range. Mm-hmm. It is a terrible lineup, and Keller has been pitching like the ace of the staff by far. And if we're taking a look at the anticipated lineup here for the Pittsburgh Pirates today, six lefties due up in the lineup. Why is that important? Caprillion, a right-handed pitcher, and over the past 30 days, he's faced 33 left-handed batters. Take a look at this. A weighted on base percentage against those guys, 427. And an ISO power number of 308. And also, as we pointed out, the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing today, 77 degrees, wind blowing dead out the center field at double digits. So maybe the Pirates can wake up at the plate here. Going to have to carry probably that whole total themselves, but maybe they can do it against the Oakland Athletics, who again, Joe, as we take a look at five road wins on the season as we sit in the month of June here. Let's take a look at maybe a bounce back on the horizon for the Astros and the Blue Jays. Particularly the bounce back is going to be on the Blue Jays side of it. They're a favorite today with Gausman on the mound at a minus 142 price against Brown and the Astros. The total listed at 8. Are we trusting the Blue Jays in a bounce back scenario today?
I mean, you want to with Gausman on the mound, right? But Brown has been pretty darn good himself, man. Yeah. I mean, his numbers have been pretty impressive, this young guy, being compared to, you know, a young Justin Verlander, which is always phenomenal there. I don't know if Altuve is playing in this game or not. I don't know if they have announced it for the
not
Astros,
listed yet,
which would not listed yet. So yeah,
he's not,
you know,
in the
you have to wait to see what's going on, but he certainly gives them a little bit of a plus price there. And listen, I think after the game, you're going to see a lot of overvaluing of Houston. But, you know, that lineup has been ridiculous here over the last month. I mean, they've really seemed to have woken up there. But Gausman, hey, listen, you are the ace, right? You're the guy that you need to come in here, stop the bleeding, get it done. They had been playing really well up until that game yesterday, and they just they got lit up. I do think it's a good bounce back spot for them. They're at home. They've got better defensive metrics. Their lineup has been pretty good too. So yeah, I think it's worth a shot here with Toronto getting one back here. If we're going to take them serious, Donnie, in this American League East, you got to be able to win and bounce back in games like this. I think Gausman's the right guy for it.
Yeah, take a look at that. Gausman's xFIP over the past 30 days is a 3.34. Flip it over to Brown, 2.19. So I know it is a smaller ballpark here, but two pitchers on the mound that certainly are heating up at the right time. We'll see how that certainly plays out. How about this one playing out? Dodgers, Reds. And who would have thought the Reds are now the big red machine, it feels like, at the plate? Weaver versus Gonsolin, a total, you say. Now, hold on. Did they move this game to Coors Field because it's 10.5 at a minus 105 price here at the FanDuel Sportsbook? We know the Cincinnati Reds play in a tiny ballpark. Great American, 82 degrees at first pitch with a wind blowing out tonight. So maybe we get some offensive selections here. Are we looking at a total where you need 11 to cash as something that you're interested in? Or if you're just looking for a side, the Dodgers, a minus 200 price today.
I mean, they're sending. Can I trust Weaver to limit one of the best lineups in Major League Baseball? Yeah, no. I do think the Dodgers do what the Dodgers will do, which is have some fun at the plate. They will score some runs. Freeman will get out of this little mini slump that he's in, and Gonsolin will be his usual dominant self here. So yeah, Dodgers early, Dodgers late. I don't want to touch the total because that may require Cincinnati to get involved, and I don't trust that lineup as far as I can throw them, but I could only look Dodgers in this one here.
Last 30 days going up against right-handed pitching for the Dodgers, 7 guys out of the 9 high walk rates, which is always tremendous to see, and 6 of those 9 guys high ISO power numbers. So if you're getting on base and hitting with power, that's certainly something to focus on. And if you want some focus on RBI props tonight, Mookie Betts, 278 ISO power number against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Same thing with JD Martinez, a 409 ISO power number. Why is that important? Weaver hasn't gotten any right-handed batters out this month here. 393 weighted on base for percentage, ISO of close to 300 as well. Wind blowing out, warm temperatures for the Reds. That's why that line is priced maybe appropriately here towards the Dodgers. If we take a look at the next game up, it's the Red Sox and the Guardians. Yesterday, the Red Sox got tripped up. They're 500 on the season. They'll send Paxton out to the mound, the left-handed pitcher, going up against Shane Bieber. The price point in this game, the Guardians at home, a minus 124 with a total listed at 7.5. Paxton, Bieber, Sox, Guardians. What are we looking at here from your perspective?
Can't trust the Guardians lineup to do anything.
Never.
Just, it's pathetic. They just can't score. They've also gotten worse defensively, which is not good news. And I have been waiting to fade Bieber, and I think this is the game to begin. The guy is just a shell of what he was. He can't keep getting by with the kind of luck that he has had here. He is not the good thing about Bieber is never a hard thrower, but he kept the ball on the ground and he struck out a ton of dudes, and that is all gone away now. So now all of a sudden, decreased velocity, the ball, you're not getting nearly as many ground balls, and oh yeah, you ain't striking out anybody. That is a recipe for disaster against this Red Sox lineup here. So, yeah, I could only look at Boston as a dog in this spot here. I think the fate is on for Bieber, and it's, I think it starts tonight against the Red Sox.
Yeah, when you take a look at the Red Sox, so over the past 30 days, they haven't actually hit right-handed pitching all that well. 7 other 9 batters with high K percentages, but you're right. If a K pitcher can exploit that, that's to his advantage. Bieber, 17% strikeout rate over the past 30 days, which you're right, is very un-Shane Bieber-like. And also, the ability to stack left-handed batters at the plate. Boston can do that. Take a look at Bieber over the past 30 days against lefties. A 445 weighted on base percentage. Something has to give, and it might just be Shane Bieber. More Major League Baseball coming up in the next segment right here on a Tuesday morning.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I love the breakdown each and every day. It's like a constant poker hand every single morning to take advantage of. Now, when we talk about taking advantage of some good things, same game parlays at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Yesterday, Joe, was unsuccessful. Broke up a nice little winning streak. But today, we get back on the diamond. Let's hear it for some FanDuel Sportsbook same game parlays. RBI machines for me, Joe Ranieri. I'm going to pick two players tonight for the Chicago Cubs going up against the Los Angeles Angels that I do believe can do some damage at the plate. And why is that? Going up against Tyler Anderson, the lefty on the mound today for the Angels, and XFIP over the past 30 days of close to 7. The one thing he cannot get out, being a left-handed pitcher, is right-handed batters, to the tune of a 361 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 220. I'm going to pick two guys in the middle of that lineup. Number one is going to be Suzuki, a 267 ISO power number coupled with a weighted on base percentage of 522 against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Also, we are going to take a look at my guy Ian Happ in the middle of that lineup, a switch hitter that'll be batting from the right-hand side tonight. He has a weighted on base percentage of a 442. If both of those players do record an RBI, like I believe they will, that is a price point of a plus 511 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. RBI machines late at night on the West Coast, Joe. What are you going tonight with your action?
I like the way you're heading with that one, but I'm going to go to a game we just talked about here. And I'm sorry, but the fade is on with Shane Bieber. Well, Justin Bieber too, because I don't think
might as well be
shows anytime soon. Yeah, might as well be. Might as well throw him into the whole category there. But we're going to go. We had talked about it here. I mean, his numbers are staggering. It usually happens with guys at this point in career where their numbers, they fall off a cliff, Donnie. And that's exactly what made Bieber so good over the years, is his ability to be able to miss bats and get guys to chase. He's not doing that anymore. Plus, he's increased his walks. His velocity is down. Going up against a Red Sox lineup that is top eight against right-handed pitching and a bottom five in strikeouts. This is exactly the kind of game I think that Boston handles at plus money. I'm going with them to handle it. I'm going under 5.5 strikeouts. I don't think he comes even close to that. And the wind is blowing in, and Paxton is actually throwing just as hard as he did pre-injuries, up in the upper 90s right now, 96, 97 miles an hour. He's been good since coming back, but against this lineup of Cleveland, it doesn't have to be great. I don't think we sniffed the total either, so I'm going to go, I think the Red Sox are going to score enough runs to even help this thing go up and over that small number. 7.5, I think, is a little there. I think Red Sox are going to get 5 or 6 themselves. This game should go over. Put it all together, almost a 4-1 same game parlay in this one.
Lefty bats here, the key to the equation. Also, the big maple on the mound tonight for those Boston Red Sox. We'll see how it plays out here. Let's head down to A-Town, the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. This price point, a minus 162 favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook in favor of the Atlanta Braves with a total. How about this? 10. If you want to go over, it's a plus 100. Why? Take a look at the weather conditions down in Atlanta tonight. 85 degrees with a blind blowing out to left field. Mets Braves, are we seeing those runs tonight, Joe Ranieri?
Listen, I have faded Carrasco here the last couple of times, and it's absolutely burned me because for some reason teams have decided to just make him seem like he's unbelievably effective here. But I don't think Atlanta is going to play in that sandbox here, Donnie. So I fully anticipate that both guys, because Elder exactly hasn't been great either. He has shown an ability to maybe walk a little bit. He's got some nice strikeout ability here, but the Mets got to get the bats going here. in Atlanta, and I think Elder is the kind of guy that they might be able to get some stuff going here. We know the Atlanta bats. I think they're just going to crush, and I mean crush him here. So I got no problem going up and over with that weather condition and these two pitchers. I think both offenses here are the winners tonight.
Yeah, we're waiting on the Mets here. Francisco Lindor and you're like 213 batting average, whatever it is. We are waiting for that high price lineup to actually hit like they're supposed to hit. Way too talented to be in the doldrums, but also a big series there in the NL East for sure. Let's take a look at the Orioles and the Brewers tonight live from Milwaukee. Gibson versus Peralta on the mound. This game's going to start at 7:41 Eastern, a slight favorite to the Milwaukee Brewers at a minus 126 price and a total listed at 8.5. The Baltimore Orioles, solid season. Milwaukee still looking to do some damage there in the NL. What gives from your perspective in this game? Riding with the Orioles or taking the slight favorite in the Brewers at home today?
Oh, you know, here's the problem. I don't believe Gibson is as good as he has pitched. I just don't. And I think we all know that he is not as good as he's pitched. The question is that, you know, is this the lineup here, the Brewers, that can actually take advantage of him? And, you know, I don't know. I mean, Peralta's gotten lit up here, but I certainly have a little bit more faith in him in this spot at home. And the Brewers have been absolutely crushing it coming out of that series against Cincinnati. Boy, oh boy, the bats were really going there. And I, you know, Gibson's not a guy I trust in order to be able to get this done. I like this Orioles team, but I think they've got some issues here. And I think the Brewers, especially Mullins going on the IL, that's a big loss to that team in that lineup. So I think the Brewers are the right side at this price here tonight. I'm fading Gibson, man. It's coming. He's going to get blown up one of these games.
Yeah, he's got a high xFIP over the past 30 days at close to 5 and not a big K guy. But you're right. It's sort of an anomaly. Like his lefty and righty splits, weighted on base percentage and ISOs really don't measure up to that xFIP number. So he is due at this point. Also, from a Baltimore standpoint at the plate, Freddy Peralta, you know, on the mound, 438 weighted on base percentage, ISO 378 last 30 days against righties. He can't get him out. But here's the problem, which sometimes is a bad problem to have, good problem, depending on the way you look at it. He's probably going to get 7 left-handed bats, as many as 7, I should say, from the Baltimore Orioles. And he's been very good against left-handed bats. We'll see how that one plays out there. Cardinals and the Rangers. Liberatore on the mound versus Dunning. The Rangers at home, a minus 152 price here and a total listed at 9.5. Is it one of those things where you just say, hey, the Rangers at home, they're cruising, they should be able to hit? Or is there a buyback here on the Cardinals where they're just too talented to not be winning some of these ball games here? What's your thought process here on the Cardinals and the Rangers?
Well, I think Dunning has done a great job of stepping up here with some of the injuries, obviously, to DeGrom. They've had to call him back up. And I mean, the guy is, he's done his job. He's kept this team in games in order for the lineup and that those guys to be able to get it going. And the Cardinals, this is now the 12th road game in like the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's a forever trip for them over this last month. It feels like they have been, they haven't been home a whole heck of a lot. So they are struggling. They're struggling big time. And unfortunately, faded Wainwright last night. It ended up working out, but I don't know. Is Liberatore, is he going to be the guy that stops this lineup from hitting? I don't think so here. To me, I could only look at the Rangers. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I do not want to catch a falling knife, and that's exactly what the Cardinals are right now.
That's exactly correct here at this point. It's hard to pass up. And again, it's not overwhelming numbers like minus 225, minus 250, minus 152 for a good pitcher on the mound at home with a great hitting lineup that's certainly been putting up those numbers. Let's take a look at Colorado. And oh, yeah, deep breath. Feels good. Back in baseball. Why? The Giants, a minus 140 favorite, 44 favorite here on the road. Brebbia going up against Lamet. But how about this? A nice, tidy total of 12 at the FanDuel Sportsbook here for Colorado Rockies baseball, which means he needs 13 runs to cash in on that tonight. Rainy conditions to start this game, 70 degrees with a wind blowing out in Colorado. Do we see those runs pile up out there in the Mile High City?
Well, the big question is here, what is Dylan Lamet, what is his ERA going to be at the end of this game, Donnie? Because he's hovering around the 13 mark right now, as he got lit up there against Arizona last time out early and often. I think he only went three innings. But I got to tell you, I mean, his stuff was, it was there. It was his first actual appearance in a game for them. It's tough here. I mean, it really, really is. Yes, there should be 12 million runs scored in this game here. I would only look to go over in this matchup given, but Brebby has been actually pretty good for the Giants. Can he keep the ball low enough and down enough to keep the ball out of the air? Probably. I think it's not an overly obnoxious price to back the Giants in this one, but do we trust the Giants, who have been pretty good on the road this year? Should we stop trusting them here with Lamet? No. I think the Giants are the right side here.
Yeah, we'll see if we get some runs in that game again, needing close to two touchdowns to cash in on that ticket. Cubs and the Angels with Snesky versus Anderson tonight. A slight favorite for the Angels. Minus 130 price here at total. How about this one, too? 9.5 out there on the West Coast. And why would that be a 9.5 total? Well, for focusing on Chicago, they're supposed to be able to hit left-handed pitching. Last night did not do that. Snell's splits here actually were opposite of what you would figure from a left-handed pitcher. Dominant against right-handed batters, great against left-handed batters. Switch up tonight. Anderson's on the mound, an xFIP of close to 7, striking out under 10% of the batters that he's faced over the past 30 days. He's a lefty. He's dominant against left-handed batters. But throw that out the window. Why? We're anticipating all 9 batters tonight for the Chicago Cubs to be from the right side, going up against a 361 weighted on base percentage and a 220 ISO power number for Anderson here on the hill. From your perspective tonight on the West Coast, we're looking at runs, not a lot of runs, or also slight favorite for the Angels and also the Cubs. Can they get out of their own way against a left-handed pitcher tonight?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Angels theoretically at home in this spot should be able to hit the ball, put some runs up on the board, which they had a hard time doing here over the last couple of weeks. The Cubs, I was so thoroughly disgusted with that effort last night against Snell. It's hard for me to be here. So which one of these lineups show? The one that should have knocked Snell out of that game and should have crushed the lefty, or the one the night before did a pretty darn good job, right, with Stroman on the mound there in a game in which they won. So I just don't have enough faith in this Cubs to trust them to win this game. But to your point with the weather conditions, I think Rendon is back here tonight, maybe, for the Angels. They're at home. They're comfortable. I trust the Angels to put up enough runs, and if they can do enough against Anderson and Cubs to be able to put a few up there, I don't see any reason why this thing doesn't go double digits.
Yeah, we'll see. Late night action here. One quick one. We'll sneak in the Mariners and the Padres. Gilbert on the mound here for the Mariners. Musgrove on the mound for the Padres. A 7.5 total and a minus 142 favorite for the Padres. For me, I'll keep it simple. I think this game's probably going under in San Diego tonight. Any quick thoughts on this final game on the card today, Joe?
First 5 under for me, Donnie. Gilbert, neither of those two lineups exude, support against those two pitchers. So, yes, I think Musgrove at home and Gilbert has been phenomenal. Give me the under in the first 5.
There we go. A complete Major League Baseball card today from Joe and Donnie here on the early line. I think there's some good price points out there. Also, some good total looks. Same game parlays we're looking to cash in, whether it be RBIs or just straight up wins. I do believe we have you covered. And also, another Tuesday morning edition of the early line with Joe Ranieri, the hardest working man on the Sports Grid Network. Once again, we will see Joe bright and early tomorrow on a Wednesday, but I'll shut it down next by talking about records to break. Don't miss it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, final segment of the day for a Tuesday morning edition of the Early Line right here on the Sports Grid Network. Man, we hit a lot of topics today, but also your Sports Grid day doesn't end after the Early Line. Make sure you keep it right here for the morning after and Ben Stevens coming up and the rest of your Sports Grid programming, because we got a lot of stuff to cover and a lot of hot topics, whether it's the NHL Stanley Cup, which we did a preview of a Thursday game today, how that sets up, and also the NBA Finals will continue tomorrow night live from South Beach, and the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals. Boy, it's big doings down there in South Florida and also Central Florida. The Tampa Bay Rays come back home today. And also, taking a look at how some of these things in Major League Baseball are going to set up over the next few months, because the reason what I want to talk about in Major League Baseball is not so much about the best teams in baseball, but could we be seeing a few records here that have stood for a long time fall? Listen up. Some people thought the record of 61 home runs would never fall, and it did. There are some Major League Baseball statistics and also records that we don't think are probably going to fall in the near future, and quite frankly, we're like, man, that's never going to happen again. One of those is a baseball player hitting over 400. It's been such a long time that that's happened that it might catch you by surprise. When you take a look at the Miami Marlins and how they're playing baseball right now, that's really uninspiring, rightfully so. We don't anticipate a ton from their Major League Baseball season. But Luis Arraez now hitting .399 for the Marlins as we are now in the month of June is certainly impressive. Now, you are going to go on streaks and you're going to do some damage at the plate. We get that. But my goodness, to hit over 400 in Major League Baseball almost seems impossible. But maybe there's a little bit of a glimmer here with the shift going back to contact batters who know just how to put the ball in play and certainly direct it to a certain part of the field. If you're not getting shifted on, great. You're going to be hitting right into it most of the time. There's nothing you can do about it. But now that the entire field has been opened up, maybe 400 is in that equation. Also, Marcus Semien, 24 straight games with a hit. Can he break the 56-game hitting streak that was done decades ago? Maybe that's a possibility. Maybe it's not. But it's just fun to track some of these interesting records that we thought maybe were never approachable. Stay tuned next. Ben Stevens in the morning after, coming up next on The Grid.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.